As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, December the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, that too. Workable solutions, where we can find them and how we can work them in. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access, or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening to any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, Small Town America, Exeter, Mo, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, AM 1710 Liberty Radio. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals spike higher. The opening bell as the threat of gridlock looms higher in Congress. Well, we'll go there briefly. UN COP16 underway in Cancun, and India, China and India are challenging the United States' sincerity. Talk about that briefly. Carol Quigley, the history of civilizations, Citizens Army, mercenary states, legal positivism. Well, you get the idea. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into that market report for this morning, Friday, December the 3rd, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time finds gold trading up $13.80 at $1,398.70. Crossing over early and trading there to $1,403. We'll talk about that in a moment. Boy, I'll tell you what, we're scratching the door of $1,400 gold, folks. $1,398.70 silver, up 36 cents at $28.90 an ounce. We're right back for that $29 peg again. Platinum up $6 at $1,717 an ounce. And palladium off $8 at $757 an ounce. Wow, that palladium stepping right out there. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,384.80 for a low, $1,403.90 for a high. But at $1,398.70, your gold is up year-to-year $184.20 for a 15.16% return on your investment. Remember, a year ago, we were breaking all new highs again at this time last year, so that's why they're coming together a little bit. You've seen over 30% return on your investment at various times throughout the year, depending on where you buy and where you sell. My advice and others, buy long, stay long, and just, buy it, put it someplace safe, and come back and look at it from time to time. A London gold fix this morning, and all the rest is straight ahead right after these first words from our sponsor.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
TeamSpeak .cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, December the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Be sure and log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com and jump into our chat room discussion already underway. Back to our market report again for this morning. We find gold at the opening bell up $13.80 at $13.98.70. Meteoric, I would have to say, an electronic spike straight up. Went up to about 1403.90, pulled back to 1398.70, and started traversing in that range. Silver up 36 cents at 28.90. Platinum up $6 at 1717. Palladium off eight at $757. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, 1384.80 for a low. 1403.90 for a high. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, you can find their website on the web, at 1391.75, where they pegged the price for today. Of course, it immediately went above that. The SPDR gold shares, big news there for those in the gold shares business, moving up 4.56 metric tons overnight. Adding, 4.56 metric tons overnight at 1,298.45 metric tons in their treasure chest. They're saying at a bullion price of $1,400.30 is when they spiked this one at $58 billion, if all that makes sense to you. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 107 at 11,362. The NASDAQ closed up 30. At 25.79, and the S&P 500 up 15 at 12:22. Crude oil this morning off 24 cents a barrel at $87.76. You find out all about that and the USDX on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. The USDX this morning, speaking of the devil, the trade-weighted basket of currencies, down 20 basis points at 80.06. The Forex market this morning finds the Canadian loonie down 34 basis points, yet trade exchanges against the U.S. dollar at 99 cents. The Mexican peso off 48 basis points. I guess they're not having fun in Cancun at 8 cents U.S. However, the euro up 89 basis points at $1.33. The British pound up 78 basis points at $1.57. And that Swiss franc up 143 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar in the Forex market at $1.02. The bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, the bonded indebtedness, the two-year yield is at 0.46, relaxing from that above 0.50 earlier this week. The 10-year yield is at 2.92, and the 30-year is at 4.23%. The market, the mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgages move up from 3.64% to 4.07% as it becomes more and more costly to get a mortgage. The 30-year moves up from 4.26 to 4.71, moving towards that 5% rate. The prime rate this morning is at 3.25%. And for all of the gold and silver bugs out there, the gold-to-silver ratio stands this morning at 48.41 ounces of silver by 1 ounce of gold. Well, there's a lot of news out there this morning. Let's go right straight to our economic calendar. Employment situation is out, factory orders stout, and the ISM non-manufacturing index is out as well. But let's go over here and look at the employment situation. The non-farm payrolls month-to-month change is plus 39,000. So 39,000 people ostensibly got a job. Today's employment report stands out, unfortunately, as a stray from the other good news this week. Payroll growth for November was unexpectedly soft, and the unemployment rate rose. So things didn't look too good, went the wrong way. Tipping over sideways as the sails go into the water, I suppose. The keel will right the vessel, however, hang on. Payroll employment in November increased a soft 39,000 following a revised 172,000 boost in October and a 24,000 drop in September. So things are very, very rocky for people out there these days in the employment area. The latest figures fall short of the median forecast for a 168,000 advance. I'd say that's falling short. Increased a soft 39,000. They were looking at a consensus of 168,000. They had a consensus range of 100,000 to 200,000, and all they got was 39,000. Not good news. Weakness in the latest month was in goods producing and government sector jobs. Of course, all across America, they're hacking them and sacking them out of government employment, and that's a good thing. I heard a story of last evening about one of the various towns. I've got a note made of it someplace here in New Jersey. I think it was Camden, New Jersey. Out of a 400 police department, member police department, they sacked 200. That's good news. I mean, you could sleep well in a town like that knowing that you got 200 cops on unemployment. Anyway, private service providing gains of 65,000 after 157,000 increase in October. Within private services for November, professional and business services gained 53,000, healthcare rose 23,000, leisure and hospitality increased 11,000, and on the downside, retail trade fell 28,000. So all of, you know, your Gap and your Home Depot and your Wally World and all the rest of them, well, not doing too good. You know, strip malls all across America look like my front teeth, kind of missing a few. Anyway, those stores are closing. Government jobs fell 11,000 after a 12,000 increase in October. So I guess in a two-month net there, it's down, it's up 1,000. The decrease reflects continued budget cutting at the local level. For the last 2 months, local government employment declined 14,000, with 4,000 in education, thank goodness for that, and 10,000 in non-education. Well, kind of hard to determine which one is which. Was the non-education, the 10,000 teachers and the 4,000 administration, perhaps. State government employment edged up 1,000, while federal jobs grew a mere 2,000. Average hourly earnings were flat in November. Nobody's getting a pay raise. After rising 0.3% the prior month, the latest figures came in below the consensus projection for a 0.2% increase. Not getting that inflation they're looking for. The average work week for all of the workers was unchanged at 34.3 hours. That's right. You're working part-time in America, folks. You're not getting any bennies. You're not going to get any bennies, but you could still take the Benadryl. Equaling expectations for 34.3 hours on a year-ago basis, overall payroll job growth slipped to 0.6% in November from up 0.7% in the prior month. Turning to the household survey, the unemployment rate bumped to 9.8%. Of course, do please visit shadowstats.com with John Williams and find out what the real unemployment rates are. But this is what they say, up from 9.6% in October, topping an analyst forecast for 9.7%. Don't know how much we had to pay that analyst to say that, but they do say that. The November rise reflected a 276,000 drop in household employment. I guess Ricky and Lucy have gone back to Mexico and everybody's wiping their own dishes these days. We'll be right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HeartDrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing, cutting edge talk radio.
So, closing out the employment report here that's driving the morning boost in the marketplace, perhaps the latest employment situation. This is off the Econo Day website. The latest employment situation report clearly is disappointing. However, it is very much a curiosity, as it is a stark contrast with the recent string of good economic news. There are several theories about November sluggishness, no doubt about that. Probably lots of theorizing going on. First, businesses are still reluctant to hire despite improved demand. Everybody's hungry, but there ain't no food. Second, the ADP report earlier this week showed strength in hiring by small businesses. All right? This sector is a weak point in the government survey for payrolls and could improve with revisions. Okay, get your eraser out and start fudging the numbers, boys. Economists are good at that. In fact, the BLS is starting to update its establishment's birth-death factors on a quarterly basis for January. See, you're finally starting to get to understand that if they don't include this birth-death ratio in here, all of their numbers are just bogus. Well, let's drop that and go on to this. Pending home sales, this from yesterday, didn't have a chance to get it in the news. In badly needed good news on the housing sector, the pending home sales index jumped 10.4% in October to indicate gains ahead for existing home sales. The index at 89.3 is up 18% from its post-stimulus low in June. The low home prices and the rates appear to be stimulating demand. Let's wait until next week and get the real numbers. It sounds good, though, doesn't it? The 30-year bond announcement? Okay, everybody looked at those Excel spreadsheets on the Federal Reserve's website yesterday and saw how much we gave to UBS and McDonald's and everybody but you and me. Well, they were buying 30-year bonds, and so does the Fed. The Treasury, now see, offering amount today, I guess, or yesterday, was $13 billion. Maturity date is November the 15th, 2040, and the minimum bid amount is $100. So if you want to lock up $100 until November the 15th, 2040, by all means, be my guest. Well, here's a little bit more news. We're talking about Cancun, you know. It's going on right now. I don't know how many of you have been following that, but there's a couple of rather interesting websites where you can listen to them talking through interpreters. But this article comes out of jolly old England. Where's Captain Proton when you need him? Catherine Arley, or Airely, writing this for Bloomberg. The highest priced coal in 2 years. Now, didn't we hear just the other day about Nathan Rothschild getting into the coal business big time, diving in with both feet, going all around the world, building the largest gold cartel on the planet? Well, the highest price in coal, didn't we read the article just the other day out of the rural Missouri that's talking about how the cost of coal fired electricity in the southwestern part of the United States is going to go up? I mean, we've been reading about all the carbon credits and the climate change thing, right? Well, we have been, and here you go. The highest price coal in 2 years is making wood pellets a viable fuel alternative for UK power producers, heralding a doubling of electricity generation from biomass in the next 3 years. That's right, folks. England's going to go back to burning wood. Well, I don't know where they're going to get all of that wood. Maybe they'll have to cut down the rest of the rainforests in the Amazon and import it to jolly old England. Using coal to make a megawatt hour of electricity in the UK costs 40.25 euros or 53 bucks compared with 39.35 euros for wood. That's technology, isn't it? According to Bloomberg, New Energy Finance, prices have been approximately the same since May. We don't need you nuclear or solar or Don Quixote's windmill. Let's just go back to wood stoves on the global plantation. Pledges by Prime Minister David Cameron's government to step up renewable energy use are stoking investment in UK projects to get electricity from biomass, such as tree and vegetable matter. Just as coal prices surge and rising demand from China, utilities plan to more than double their biomass capacity in Britain to 5,800 megawatts by 2014. Get in on the market, folks. Get in while you can. Buy wood. They ain't making no more of this stuff. More and more coal-fed power plants need to look at ways to increase renewable energy production, said Posse Lane, the president of environmental technology at Metso Oil, a Helsinki-based manufacturer of equipment that turns biomass into electricity. Most of the existing coal-fired power boilers could be adapted. You know, I went up out of curiosity on the internet and looked at Iceland. You know, they were talking about the Constitution. One of our listeners sent me a link, and I went and followed the link, and I found it more interesting to look at the hotel industry and the motel and all of the farms that have cottages that you can rent and things like that. But as I went from one website to another looking at all these places where you could go and for a very reasonable rate live in austerity with the Icelanders for a week or two, I noticed there were no trees. There are no trees. They have no trees in Iceland, I guess. Interesting. Never seen a place that didn't have any trees. Kind of no trees kind of feels uncomfortable, but it looked cold there too. Kind of windy. Everyone was bundled up, you know, and they had their little sheep trembling. Benchmark coal for delivery next month in Northwest Europe has climbed 40% this year to $116.50 a metric ton. There's a lot of coal, though, a metric ton, you know, a ton of coal. As of 9:20 a.m. in London, the highest since October the 24th, 2008, according to data compiled by Bloomberg from broker prices. Here's the key now. Pellets have fallen 3.2% this year to 123.19 euros a ton. That's $193 a ton, just a half mile from me. There are mountains and mountains of sawdust just begging Mr. Will to get into the wood pellet business, just dying to meet me. I think I got $1 million within 1,000 feet of my house. Diminishing returns. Power companies are turning to biomass as the profit from coal-based electricity generation slides. Returns have dropped about 70% in the past 12 months to about 2.60 pounds or $4.07 a megawatt hour. And were as low as minus six pounds in March. No, giving it away, free energy, free money. Yeah, free money. Coal accounted for 28% of the UK's electricity generation last year. Of course, down in Cancun, they're talking solar. But over in England, they're talking wood power. Well, the Drax Group PLC, the owner of Western Europe's largest coal power station at Selby, England, said in October the 2009, it wants to construct three UK plants fueled by organic matter. I don't know if they're going to be related to the organ industry or not, but organ harvesting might yield a little bit of organic matter also. It also plans to switch one of its 645 megawatt coal-fed units at the Selby site to run entirely on biomass. Biomass, lawn clippings, leaves. You rake them up in the fall and you dampen them slightly and you put them in a pellet machine and a pellet mill and it makes little pellets. You can take those little pellets and put them in your pellet-burning wood stove and heat yourself off of leaves that you've raked up out of the yard, of all things. Double win. It would be a double win. Melanie Wedgbury, a Drax spokeswoman, said by email, quote, it will remove coal from the energy mix and replace it with significant, reliable, cost-effective, and dispatchable renewable power. After an expansion this year, the 4,000-megawatt station in Selby has the ability to use fuels for as much as 13% of its output. Well, we'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again. While burning biomass spews about the same amount of greenhouse gas into the atmosphere as coal, it doesn't require emissions permits under the EU's cap and trade program because trees and plants absorb carbon dioxide when they're growing. So does concrete, but no one ever wants to talk about that. China, however, they're in the news again, too. The U.S. pressed China to do more at climate change talks in Copenhagen last year. Now, as the U.S. falls short of its own goals, China may have gained more credibility in renewed negotiations by moving to clean up its energy industry. That's right. Barry the usurper's got a little bit of yard egg on his face, and the Chinese are rubbing it in. It used to be thought, here's the quote, it used to be thought that China wouldn't act until the U.S. took leadership, close quote. Mark Fulton, a managing director at Deutsche Bank Climate Change Advisors in New York, said in an interview, the Deutsche Bank Climate Change Advisors, that ought to keep you awake at night. They said in an interview, but here's a quote, unless I've missed something, China has already taken substantial actions. Of course, that's what you're going to hear in Cancun. I've been following it. That's what's going down. The U.S. and China, the two biggest greenhouse gas polluters, are in Cancun, Mexico. Well, not all of us, just some of us. A delegation representing, I suppose, is for the latest round of United Nations-led talks aimed at curtailing global warming. Green Fudge posted my comment, by the way. What a What a very brave lady Muriel seems to be. Envoys from 190 nations are seeking, seeking ways to show progress after last year's failure to craft a new legally binding accord. They're not looking for a legally binding accord coming out of Cancun. But they're trying to find all kinds of backdoor ways, incrementalism. Since then, Barry the Usurper's effort to win legislation that would cap carbon dioxide emissions died in Congress. China moved in the opposite direction, making pollution cuts and energy efficiency the law, and considering a CO trading system. Well, we'll talk about the law in China in a moment when we study a bit about legal positivism. China attracted $34.5 billion in renewable energy investments last year, almost double the U.S. figure of $18.6 billion, according to Bloomberg New Energy Finance. Bloomberg New Energy Finance. Deploy faster? The Chinese are important to work with because they're going to deploy faster, scale faster than we are in the U.S., close quote, Jim Rogers, not Jimmy Rogers, but Jim Rogers, chief executive of the Charlotte, North Carolina-based Duke Energy Corporation, said in a November the 30th interview in Cancun. China's incentives for clean energy development have been so abundant that the usurper's administration has threatened to file a complaint with the World Trade Organization, branding the aid a violation of global trade rules. The usurper doesn't like to lose. He doesn't like to lose. Not even in basketball. Even if he has to get 12 stitches in his lip. It's unfortunate they didn't wire his jaw closed. But anyway, quote, China is in a stronger negotiation position now than they were in Copenhagen because the perception is the U.S. doesn't have its domestic act together. Alden Meyer, head of policy in Washington at the Union of Concerned Scientists. You see that? Oh, my. What a place. They sit around the Union Hall, wringing their handkerchiefs, weeping, wiping the tears from the corner of their eyes. The Union of Concerned Scientists. Wow. Almost breaks your heart to have to read a story like this. Anyway, the Chinese public believes they're doing a lot more on the ground than the U.S. In the U.S., we have flush toilets. And they don't think China should have to make any concessions. Christina, the U.N. diplomat leading to this year's talks, last month praised China's initiative to spur wind and solar power and to cap emissions from industries, saying the nation has, quote-unquote, outperformed. How stellar. Give them a star. Well, they already have that star. Cap and trade. China said it is studying a cap-and-trade system that would reduce emissions and establish a market in pollution allowances. The most populous country, with 1.3 billion people, is also considering a tax on carbon. Zhang Yongqiu, head of the development strategy at the State's Council Development Research Center, told reporters on November the 18th in Beijing, or Beijing, or Peking, or however you want to look at it. Obama, who won House passage of a cap-and-trade measure last year, only to see it stall in the Senate, said after Republican gains last month's elections that a carbon market was, quote-unquote, just one way of skin in the cat. All right? This is the second or maybe the third time we've had an article off Bloomberg where they use these words, so don't forget them. All right? It's important. The usurper said that a carbon market was just, quote-unquote, one way of skinning the cat. He's sharpening his knives. They're going to go around the back door. They're going to go to the Environmental Protection Agency, and they're going to come in with his parceled out system of incrementalism, and they'll get everything they want through the back door because they couldn't come in the front door, and they learned that from the illegal aliens crossing our southern border. He said he doubts such a measure can win passage until 2013. At the earliest, about a year after he's gone from office, maybe. The Environmental Protection Agency is seeking to impose its own CO2 limits on power plants and factories. This is the rise of the administrative state coming in to bail out a failing executive and congressional branch. Here's a quote. The U.S. is a wounded elephant, said Paul Osman Jarjou, Gambia's climate envoy, a wounded elephant. Oh, absolutely insightful, Pa. Said in an interview on December the 1st, quote, the elephant had been moving very slowly, but now it's limping. We have to be realistic. We know there's nothing they can push here because of their domestic circumstances. This guy probably has a degree. The elephant had been moving very slowly. That would be the Republican Party, right? But now it's limping. It's limping. What's he dragging on the ground there? Not his tail. What is that? Anyway, coal dependence. While environmentalists praise China's decision to embrace wind and solar energy, they also point out that the country's growing energy needs are being met mainly from the most polluting sources of energy. Quote, China is still facing huge challenges coming from both its heavy reliance on coal and the reluctance from local governments to change. In other words, they got 1.8 billion people out there just begging for some electricity so they can fire up a laptop and get on the net. All right? They want some porn. They got it in South Korea. They want it. They want it in North Korea. They want it in China, too. Porn. Lots of porn. And fried rice. And fried rice. And some soy sauce. One bowl a day. But they use coal. Not solar. Not wind. Not tides. Not hydro. China. 1.9 billion people. They use coal. U.S.-China tensions over global warming escalated in the weeks before the Cancun gathering, which began on November the 29th and is scheduled to finish on December the 10th. All right, so it's going to continue on over the weekend. There are places that you can go, Justin TV and others. Go up on greenfudge.org, greenfudge.org, read my comment. But also, you can follow it on from there, some of these talks. You can also get it in other websites, either off the United Nations website. They're not really challenging, but they're a pretty good laugh. So bring a beer and some chips. Both sides are talking of conciliation now that they're in Cancun. We're all getting to be friends. It's sunny, and it's bright, and it's warm, and everyone runs around, you know, in bikinis and things like that, and gets off on this whole idea. Of course, and I have to say that one of the interviewers was out there, and they were talking about climate change, and they were interviewing people that were working in the cloakroom, of all places, at the hotel. Cloakroom. They were in the cloakroom, interviewing people that work in the cloakroom, all right? Couldn't find anybody important to talk to anyway. So they're interviewing the cloakroom staff, and they're asking, well, what do you think about Cancun and climate change? And they were talking about how cold it's been, how much rain they've been having, and all of that. And you can just see the whole interview was going to hell in a handbasket, because that's not what they wanted to hear. It's not global cooling, it's global warming. That's the message that they wanted to hear. Other than that, they were concerned about how they would stay warm this winter. We are the first and second largest, and they're in the cloakroom, you know, at the hotel. They're all students, by the way, at the local university. We are the first and second largest emitters, this is the United States and China, and we are the first and second largest economies, Pershing said. We will work very hard going forward to find common ground, which I very much think we can achieve. Well, anyway, it goes on, talks about the U.S. position, and then the position that the Chinese took, and then the position that the U.S. took, Japan and China and the U.S.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powdered seeds and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we are, gosh, I'm distracted by the chat room, folks. Anyway, you can call in if you like. The area code is 866-841-1065. You can log on and bookmark Become Vocal Local and dive into the chat room discussion. This off of Bloomberg Sanyo to offer solar cells with the highest efficiency. Oh, yeah, the battery maker controlled by Panasonic Corporation will begin offering the product in Europe in February and later in Japan. Tetsu Cyril Maeda, head of Sanyo's solar panel operation, told reporters in Tokyo today the new battery cell has a conversion efficiency of 21.6, the highest rate among photovoltaic batteries available on the market. I'm sure you were just, you know, just dying to know that. Let's go to another article. I just thought I'd throw that in, you know. You buy all this cheap Chinese plastic crap, the batteries are never included. You go out to buy batteries and you discover that it lasts for about 3.5 seconds, you know. Pop up a fresh set of batteries and you're taking a long CD player and you can't even get out of the driveway before the batteries decay. Failure by Congress to extend the Bush tax cuts, especially locking in the 15% capital gains tax rate, will spark a stock market sell-off starting on December the 15th as investors move to lock in gains at a lower rate than the 20% it would jump to next year, warn analysts. Okay, watch it now. December 15th coming right up. While it's unclear how bad the sell-off could be, it could wipe out the year's gains they warn. I guess they're worried about 5% gains on their stock market. They should have been in gold, you know, 15.16% this morning. We've seen it as high as 30% this year. But capital's gains tax rates will increase from 15 to 20% if the tax cuts are not extended. Of course, there's probably not going to extend the tax cuts. The last time the capital gains tax rate increased on January the 1st of 1987 from 20 to 28%, man, they were doing everything to destroy me in those days. The interest rates were running between 20 and 28%. The capital gains tax surged up to 28%. You couldn't get a loan to sell a house. You couldn't take a loan to buy a house. And if you sold a house, you had to pay an additional 28% on your capital gains. They were slaughtering us. Everybody that had got involved in the idea of how I could turn $1,000 into $1 million in real estate in their spare time found out how quickly they were able to turn $1 million into $1,000 if they were lucky enough to hold on to it as they left for the Bahamas. Let's go up to Montreal and get a little sanity in our life and speak to the Snake Man. Good morning, Snakey.
Sanity, huh? That's pushing it a little bit, don't you think, William?
Well, it is early.
It's true. I'm not actually in Montreal this morning. I just wanted to let you know that I'm here with Bill Tucker. We're down here in Cancun this morning, so I'm calling in live from the Hyatt Hotel here in Cancun. I'm on the 23rd floor. I have a little bit of a report for you on the meeting itself in Cancun.
How does Bill look in the Speedo and the dark glasses?
You know something, the security had to usher him away and throw a blanket over him when he went out to the pool area last night to swim. Children were screaming and people were quite alarmed at his figure because he's advanced in age quite, and the Speedo is kind of revealing. So he was ushered away by security last night and was he's forbidden to enter the pool area for the extension of our stay here. As you folks know, the conference is going on until December 10th, so he might try to make a dash for the pool again. But there is some interesting going on here. The Indians attended a strip, a lap dance ceremony last night here in Cancun. The Japanese convention also had a blood ritual sacrifice on the 26th floor of the Holiday Inn in Cancun. So things are going along swimmingly here, and it looks like Mother Gaia is going to make an appearance with Lady Gaga later on Sunday.
Oh, that will be good. That'll be good.
Correct. And the Canadian contingent here is pushing wood. We are definitely in favor of a wood environment, and I know that our Prime Minister here is willing to cancel hockey so that we can preserve that wood to give to developing nations like China.
Oh boy, that's really bending over. I mean, to tell you, you know, I got to take my hat off for him. You know, to suspend hockey. Wow, what a commitment.
Well, you know, I think he's also going to cancel Christmas as well. According to Buckingham Palace, the Queen has canceled the Christmas party this year at Buckingham Palace, and my sources, including Alex Jones, Jack Blood, all of the big ones are telling me that this is the case in Canada, that this will happen. Christmas will be canceled, and New Year's may be suspended as well.
Well, I guess that'll be good for
news from Canada.
That'll be good for Rudolph. That will be good for Rudolph. By the way, how are the Mai Tais this morning?
The Mai Tais were wonderful. We had a Mai Tai breakfast watching the sun come up over Cancun with the U.S. delegation. That was quite interesting because, again, they had a blood sacrifice / Mai Tai breakfast as well next to us, so we could actually see the prostitutes coming and going and the small children being shuttled in by Dyncor and Halliburton. So it was it's business as usual down here in Cancun. It's a wonderful day. The climate apparently we're going to have a much warmer winter, according to the experts down here in Cancun. And so maybe less snow for Canada. And so that means less ice. So maybe Harper's onto something with this canceling of hockey and, of course, redistributing the hockey sticks to China.
Well, you know, they probably want to make sure that they get some of those hockey sticks down to MIT and the Brookings Institute and things like that. They're a little low on hockey sticks. They might need a few extras for their models.
You're right. There was a small private discussion held, a symposium that was held. I was unable to attend that because I didn't have the security clearance. But I know that if you talk to Eyes Wide Open, a.k.a. Vicky, she may have some more intel on that. I understand that she's flying into Cancun this weekend for some R&R. At any rate, William, I'd like to wish you a great weekend. I'm looking forward to listening to your TNR broadcast. Could you tell the listening audience when and what time that is, please?
Well, I generally don't do the TNR broadcast anymore, but we have been thinking of branching out into TNA.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to get the contract on the chrome poles, however. until we can lock in a price on those poles, we're not going to be able to get very far with the TNA market.
I heard the poles are very stubborn. But I'd like to wish you a great weekend, and thank you very much for taking my call.
Please. All right. Thanks for calling in this morning from Montreal, from Cancun. You never know where Snake Man can be found, but that's the way it is in talk radio. Anyway, capital gains taxes will increase there from 15 to 20%. Well, there's all of that to be considered, certainly. The later Congress acts, he tells the whispers, the more pressure that will build on the stock market. Worse, talk that Congress will simply pass retroactive fixes to the tax system. They've got a lot of retroactive legislation in the wings, no doubt about it. That'll be how they'll patch up the banking institution, the taxing institution, the Federal Reserve. Benjamin Bernanke, ditto for a retroactive fix to the alternative minimum tax. He writes in a client memo, the talk of retroactively fixing the tax cuts ignores the fact that the AMT patch cannot be retroactively fixed and is the largest component of the tax increase, blah, 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 blah. The hit to consumer spending would be particularly significant. So keep your eyes on that. This was sent to me by one of the listeners, a Washington Whisperer. This was found on the homepage of the Drudge Report. Matt Drudge, the Drudge Report. Yeah. Anyway, this was U.S. news, politics. Anyway, there's all of that. We come back from the top of the hour break here, about a minute to go. I'm going to enter into a little bit, just a short read, from the Legal Positivism in American Jurisprudence by the Anthony J. Seebock, S-E-B-O-K, Seebock. Okay, this is a book we picked up here recently. Very interesting book already, rapidly gaining ground in it. But as you know, I've been quite a student of legal positivism myself for years, and I'm finding a book here. I may not agree with everything that he has to say, but I'm finding a book here that's just absolutely chock-a-lock full of references and more modern applications of this idea of legal positivism. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable, or so went my writings back years ago. But we're going to find his a little bit more about his take as it applies to American jurisprudence. Stay tuned. Much more to come in hour number two.
I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, December the 3rd, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, just starting out our second hour of today's broadcast. Of course, you can bookmark becomevocallocal.com in your web browser. And jump into our chat room, get in the discussion that's going on in there if you like. Not a lot more can be found on that website. A couple of good links off to Vicki Davis's channelingreality.com at all. And anyway, so there's all of that. In the first hour, we went into a variety of news. Had a surprise live report out of Cancun from our roving reporter down there. Found out all about the Speedo sweatsuits, swimsuits, and the Mai Tai drinks. And that was very, very informative. Hope you enjoyed that. You know, it costs a lot of money to make those kind of connections. But anyway, as I mentioned, going into the top of the hour here, Anthony Seebach wrote an interesting book, brought to our attention, my attention, by one of our listeners in the chat room. Everybody knows him as 10K Puddles. Went after this book with a passion, finally got it, read it, had to read through the end of that other book. Boy, that was a long. We'll visit a little bit with that, perhaps, in the broadcast as well. But he starts off here in this book, Legal Positivism and American Jurisprudence. This was originally published in 1998, I think, so it's a relatively new book, refreshed and in a softbound cover in 2008, if I can get there quickly and look at it. Yes, originally Cambridge University Press, excuse me, 1998, digitally reprinted in 2008. Interesting book. It comes in a hardback and a paperback book. But this chapter one, why study legal positivism? The past 40 years have not been kind to legal positivism. All right, so we say again, there's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. So this is what I really do believe that we've got going on here, beyond communism, beyond socialism, beyond Keynesianism, beyond globalism. It's legal positivism. Very interesting system. In the past 40 years, we've not been kind to legal positivism. Ever since H.L.A. Hart's famous debate with Law and Fuller over the charge that German legal positivists were partly responsible for the rise of Adolf Hitler. Wow, you always got to throw that Adolf Hitler in there, especially with Judith Osler. Anyway, lots of people like to point at that, Adolf Hitler, but Adolf Hitler was kind of late in the game. Positivism has often been the target of frequent attacks by American lawyers and talk radio hosts. Its critics have tried at various times to connect positivism with a diverse and jointly inconsistent group of theories, such as legal formalism. I'm dropping some stuff for you to research now, okay? Such as legal formalism, legal realism, and originalism. So you might want to check those three out, all right? Add that to the things that you study on your spare time, investing in books that maybe you'd rather not read, but you have to. And originally, furthermore, since the 1960s, legal positivism has been associated almost entirely with politically conservative forces in the United States. Now, this fellow is not ignorant. He was going for his doctorate here in law when he wrote this book. Pretty much had to force himself to write this book. He had to do a lot of research to get there, just as I've had to do, because it's really hard to find this information. You've got to glean it from many sources. Continuing here, has been associated almost entirely with politically conservative forces in the United States since the 60s, especially with an approach to constitutional interpretation known during the 70s as judicial restraint. Given the various contexts in which the term positivist has been used, it is clear that in recent years it has become a pejorative in modern American legal circles. We'll pick it up right there, right after this.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
You know, I think that Adolf Hitler, you know, kind of had a really kind of a natty look in that little toothbrush mustache, you know. I like the way he kind of combed his hair over to one side. Don't you like those riding pants he used to wear and the tall boots? Boy, what a you know, just what a step-out type of a dresser. He really was. I like the way he did that. You know, he never had a problem with underarm stains. Must have had a pretty good laundress. Anyway, back to the article here. Reading right out of a book, Legal Positivism and American Jurisprudence. Legal Positivism and American Jurisprudence, Anthony Seebach writing. Classical legal positivism was developed in England by Austin. That'd be John Austin and Jeremy Bentham. Oh, my. Here we are at the home of philosophical radicalism. Why do we name the broadcast that? Well, because I'm trying to bring your attention to these players. And they brought it to the United States through the writings of Langdell and Beale, who were influenced by the English positivists. Of course, this all goes back and begins earlier, much earlier, with the writings of August comped, John Stuart Mill, but we're going to go way back earlier than that to find the beginning of this story, all the way back to the time of Sophocles and Antigone and Creon. Well, anyway, we'll get there in a moment. The formalist, I love Ike, I love Ike. You know, Ike really should have tried the toothbrush mustache, you know. Would have worked for Ike, worked for Adolf. The rule of recognition that follows from this definition, I argue, forces onto the formalist a picture of law with all the vices of natural law and none of its virtues. Our author's right on top of my premise. He's right on top of it here. The realists had attributed to formalism a theory of law that resembled Blackstonian natural law. That'd be Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England. American formalism may have been guilty of many sins, but natural law is not one of them. All out war raging on legal positivism and from natural law. But anyway, had they attacked the sort of rules Austin's a sovereign might command, they would have had a more difficult time than they had proving that legal rules are not instantaneous. Wow, what a word this guy came up with, of perfectly coherent, internally consistent rules that were not written but simply there in the nature of things, or as Sir Edward Coke said, in the presence of King James the First of England and, what was it, the Seventh of Scotland, he said that the laws of nature are written on the hearts of man by the very finger of God. That's what he said in the face of King James. I don't know whether that was said before or after the King James Bible. But anyway, by the end of 1960s, jumping ahead here, positivism had taken on a new image in American jurisprudence. It was now a theory that championed the idea that law was a system of authoritative rules and that championed a particular method to determine the content of those rules. And it goes on, talks about Rehnquist and others. The liberal legal theory that resulted from the rejection of the legal process school insisted that all law, especially constitutions, have moral content. If they could not find that content in the law, they would find it in unwritten law. Right. Just make it up, old cloth. An essential positivist tenet, the separation of law and morality. An essential positivist tenet, the separation of law and morality. And we have the TSA with their hands down your pants at the airport. The separation of law and morality. Because moral reasoning is unlike other forms of practical reasoning, it cannot be cabined by any other form of practical reasoning. It's not the same as the log cabin, boys. It's a little bit different. And it continues. One of the enduring examples of legal positivism's alleged conservatism is Creon, the tyrant in the play Antigone. In Sophocles' tragedy, Antigone, the daughter of Oedipus, is condemned to die by Creon, who has just become king, because she disobeyed a law that forbade the burial of her brother. Now listen carefully. His brother's name is Polynices. Creon had made the burial of Polynices a capital offense because Polynices betrayed Thebes. You know, you're either with us or you're against us, Bush said. And if you're against us, then we'll kill you. Or we'll just exile you. Or we'll just arrest or detain you. And we'll waterboard the hell out of you. Or maybe we'll send you over to some other place in Egypt, okay? Rendition you out of here, all right? Why? Well, because I said I could. And so that's what they do. That's what legal positivism is all about. Antigone openly disobeyed the law because of her religious beliefs, which obliged her to bury her brother, regardless of the Theban laws. Despite the fact that Antigone is his own niece, that his son is engaged to marry her, and that the people of Thebes beg for her life, Creon insists on enforcing the law. Incestuous bunch. You wonder why we have trouble? From Thebes, of course. Thebes, Egypt, you know. the Thebians, not the same as the Thespians. By the time Creon relents, Antigone and Creon's son have committed suicide. Wow. With Creon's wife soon to follow, the play ends with Creon's acknowledgement of his mistake and regretting his inflexibility. Okay. Antigone clearly celebrates a certain vision of civil disobedience, and in the modern era it has come to symbolize the struggle between justice and authority. In Jean Anhul's 1994 Paris production, Antigone was identified with the French Resistance. And in Bertolt Brecht's 1948 production, Creon was clearly identified with Adolf Hitler. Among American legal scholars, the conflict between Antigone and Creon has also taken on a certain character. Creon has come to be seen as a symbol of legal positivism, and the awful consequences of his legal reasoning have been held up as proof of legal positivism's inherent bias towards injustice. Creon both made and applied the law of Thebes. His legal role was not like that of a judge in a modern legal system, both making and applying the law. We've heard about judge-made law, right? The perversion of stare decisis. Under the natural law, under the common law, rising up out of our tongues, our tribes, our creeds, and our tradition came those things that we did, and the things that we cherished, and the things we upheld in our societies. It was out of those laws. And they used to say, the early common law lawyers would say, from time out of mind. That was the prescriptive indice that needed to be there. It had to be from time out of mind. In other words, we've been doing this for so long, none can remember when we started, and so it's part of our common law heritage. Of course, today, the courts just make the law, and then because they made it today, they rule on it again like that tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And we'll go into all the nits and the gnats and the bowls and the branches and the ins and outs of legal positivism as we move forward over the next couple of weeks. Now I'm back into another book. I'm refreshing my knowledge of the subject. But before we go there, I want to go into this. I was listening to a broadcast the other evening by George Gordon on another network, and he was talking about how, let us assume that we have a town, I guess I should end it this way, on legal positivism. Just an easiest way that I've found to remember what the concept is whatever the print says has the force and effect of law. Whatever the print says has the force and effect of law. This is out of the chat room. Of course, I heard this article last evening, mentioned it earlier in the broadcast. Camden City Council approves massive police and fire layoffs. I'm going to this discussion that was I heard from George Gordon. He teaches a law school. He has a law school here in Missouri. You can find him on the website, on the internet. I think it's georgegordon.org or something like that. Don't quote me on it. Look it up on your Scroogle browser. But anyway, he posited this, and I think it's valid, that if you have a town or community, tone, T-O-N-N-E, originally, or community, common unity, if you have a tone, and in your town you have no cops, you would have ostensibly a zero crime rate. As soon as you hire a cop, then people are going to start being branded as criminals, being collared and arrested and so on and so forth. At the end of the year, the cop finds he's overworked, underpaid, and understaffed. That's always the lament of government. And so he petitions the city council to hire another cop. Now, we're going to increase the police force by 100%. What you can expect, of course, would be with two cops on the beat, both of them out there trying to raise revenue and justify their existence, in one stroke of a pen from the city council, you would likely have a 100% increase in crime that year. Now, if they add another, becoming successful as they were, bringing all this money in, if they add another cop the next year, you would have a 300% year-over-year increase in crime, all right? Because you'd have all these criminals, and so on and so forth. And so, if you go into the situation as Camden, the city council expected voting Thursday to lay off almost 400 workers and cutting half of them as police officers and firefighters. Of course, George Gordon makes a very valid argument that we need neither firefighters nor police officers at all in the system, and then goes to show how that would work. The same goes with insurance and what a game that is, the actuarials, you know. Anyway, they lay these all off. Well, we could expect if they had 400 workers, let's say they were all cops, that you would have a 200% decrease, and those numbers may be inaccurate, but just bear with me, in the amount of crime. And if they were to lay off all of their cops or pigs or however you look at the jackbooted thugs these days, if they were to lay them all off, their crime rate would run to zero. Now, what is the downside of that? Well, part of it is that you've got all of these city employees that work over at the 911 fusion center that take the calls and book the calls and track and trace you wherever you go with your cell telephone through all the interconnected cell telephone towers in your area. So all those people would be out of work. They would have no more, you know, they couldn't dispatch anything, could they? They couldn't dispatch cops. They couldn't dispatch firefighters or ambulances. They'd all be out of work. And so we could close down the fusion centers there and save some money as well. And then think about it from the standpoint of the legal and justice system. We wouldn't need to have the city court, the municipal court. They could close the court because we wouldn't have any cases to try. And, of course, that means that all of the lawyers would be out of work, too, and so would the judges. And all of the stenos and all of the court clerks and all of that, and the recorder's office that's over there busy stamping documents constantly and all of that. All that goes. We save tremendously in the amount of trees and emails and things like that that are consumed by the legal process. All those pleadings and papers and filings, all that would go away. Right? But anyway, so it continues from this article. That's about a quarter of the city's entire workforce. A quarter of the city's entire workforce, cops and firefighters. Five members of the city council voted unanimously to approve the layoff plan. Two other members were absent. The cuts take effective in mid-January. You know, I live in a little town called Exeter, and I lived here a couple of years, real nice, comfortable, happy. I slept well. Why? Because they didn't have enough money to have a cop. As soon as the little town Exeter hired a cop, they started leaning on me. I don't need to go back and recover all that ground. But about having an automobile truck parked in my driveway, for God's sakes. Oh, my God. It was a social hazard, you know. It was substantially diminishing the property values in the neighborhood because I had a truck parked in my driveway. My God, you can't have a truck parked in your driveway. Even if you poured the concrete slab just for the truck to sit on. Well, the cop's there. Talked to the cop. He'd already gone around and he hassled seven other people in the community. You see, we wouldn't have had this problem if we hadn't bothered to hire this peach-faced little young dumb... You know, it is possible to be too smart to be a cop, and he proves it. But anyway, all of a sudden now we have a crime wave because we hired a cop, all right? Well, Carl Walco is with a union that represents the non-uniformed Camden city workers. Quote, if we agreed to everything the city proposed in concessions, it would only have a minor impact on the number of layoffs, Walco told the city council members. No argument from the council. They sat impassively as workers and residents alike voiced their frustrations. When it was all over, Council President Frank Moron, suggested they're not to blame. Quote, we didn't put a price tag on public safety. Unfortunately, the governor of the state of New Jersey put the price tag on it, he said at the PAC council meeting. That price tag is $69 million in transitional aid. Transitional aid. You see, one of the things that we learn here in becoming Vocal Local, we understand... We understand that wherever it's attempted, becoming Vocal Local refuses to accept these international, federal, or state grants in aid, realizing that whenever a people reach out for those unearned shekels, the shackles of control are inevitably clamped on, and in the case of this town, Camden, it came with a heavy price. Their freedom went out the window, their liberty went out the window, and the police establishment, the Gestapo, descended upon the community. You're going to save $69 million. I think it's probably a step forward. Looks like progress, growth, and change to me. Oh, my goodness. Well, there's so many places that we can go here. I thought I had that bookmarked. Let's jump over here. I wanted to talk about something different. Let me just see if I can get it. Yeah, here we go. Yes. I wanted to start with the Industrial Revolution. Where is the Industrial Revolution? Well, let me see if I can get it. Here it is. The Industrial Revolution, which we have defined. Of course, if you've been listening to the broadcast, you know, we went all the way through this in many different versions and variations, right out of Edward McNall Burns' History of Civilizations and many other books. The Industrial Revolution... You can find all of those broadcasts on our archives at oraclebroadcasting.com. Just hit the show archives button on the left side. Second down on the top is Become Vocal Local. Voila, it opens up, and there's well over a year of broadcasts for your education and entertainment value right there. The Industrial Revolution, which we have defined as production by energy coming through non-living mechanisms, that is, from water power or steam rather than from men or animals... Of course, we were talking about that this morning. England over there now, they're going back to wood. Of course, nuclear energy, it's not really the nuclear energy. The nuclear just provides the heat to generate steam. So in the Industrial Revolution, the nuclear is still right there, right on top of us, with steam, water power, really, is familiar to us all. Accordingly, again, now I'm referring to the evolution of civilizations and introduction to historical analysis by Carol Quigley. Everybody knows about his Tragedy and Hope at few ever referenced the evolution of civilizations. He wrote this. This is a Liberty Fund publication. And he wrote this book back in, what was it anyway, 1961 when he copyrighted it, right? Talking about the rise of legal positivism in the 60s, and in 1961, Quigley writing this. Again, is familiar to all of us. Accordingly, we shall refer only to certain organizational features to help to distinguish its early period of owner management from its second period of financial capitalism. Pick it up right there, Carol Quigley, after these words from our sponsors.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for 2 people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so back into our discussion here again from Carol Quigley and his Evolution of Civilizations, looking at Western civilization as he proceeds along here. As is well known, the Industrial Revolution first flourished in textiles using either water power or steam engines. This is when they drove all the Highlanders down out of the Highlands in Scotland and brought them all down to New Lanark and Manchester for the spinning mills and things like that. Even when it spread into mining and iron making, the older form of proprietorship or partnership continued to prevail. Gradually, it spread into the activities of the still expanding transportation revolution. We talked a little bit about the Crédit Mobilier yesterday. There, in canal building, oh my, Now we're all over positivists again. We've got St. Simon right on the radar, and the Rothschilds coming right up. There in canal building, and above all in railroad building, it became impossible to continue to use the partnership form of business organization because the needs for capital were far greater than could be satisfied by the savings of any group of partners. This is how they started to compromise government. This is how they got government and the tax basket involved in the expansion of their corporations. The corporate form of enterprise was adopted for these activities because it could mobilize the savings of many in the control of a few and do so with limited liability for the many. All right? This is the old Goldsmiths program. This is the old paper receipts for your gold on deposit program. The corporate form of enterprise adopted for these activities, the bigger projects, because it could mobilize the savings of many. You know, you can go out there and you can buy Heritage today or Rubicon, you know, for just a couple of dollars a share for their stock shares because they have millions of stock shares. They're able to mine in the Canadian Arctic and bring up lots of gold to the surface. All right. Anyway, back to the discussion here. For these activities, because it could mobilize the savings of many in the control of a few and do so with limited liability for the many. And must add as well, limited liability for the few at the top, too. LLCs, limited liability corporation. First used on a large scale in railroads, it soon spread into coal mining, Rothschilds right there, iron making, that would be Carnegie, right, and machine building. This change led to the period of financial capitalism that began about 1850. Now we're right on top of Claude Henri Duveyrais, St. Simon, Auguste Comte, and John Stuart Mill, and died a violent death about September of 1931 with the collapse of the international gold standard. As the period developed, lots needs to be said about that particular sentence I just read, but we don't have time this morning. As the period developed, the need for capital by corporations became so great, the specialized capital-raising organizations appeared. These investment bankers, part of the problem with Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, the Glass-Steagall Act, we broke down the firewall between investment banking and commercial banking. These investment bankers, in return for their services, obtained representation on the boards of directors of corporations and sufficient influence to direct their company's financial services and purchases towards other corporations where the particular investment bankers concerned had interests. And so we see UBS and all of the rest of the BS in the financial disclosures made yesterday by the Federal Reserve, which is available on their website. If you have Excel, you can open it up and examine the spreadsheets for yourself. From this, there grew up a network of interlocking directorates. Again, this written back in 1960. We've known about this for 50 years, folks. And banking influences. And finally, an elaborate system of holding companies and financial firms. Now, you rarely hear about the holding companies, but you can hold, and a holding company holds a minority interest of stocks, but they have a boutique, they have a portfolio, they have an interesting portfolio where by holding a minority interest in the stock shares of corporations, they can essentially lock up vast monopolies because they control the buying, the selling, the distribution, and all of the rest of it in this small way. Operating from behind the curtain, it's the Grand Vizier, it's the Joseph principle once again. So we can continue and talk now. This joint concern was reflected in the appearance of a joint organization, the Central Bank. It's like the Bernanke, the Federal Reserve, the Federal Bank, right? The credit default swap, which held the gold reserves, what reserves, that became the central feature of the monetary system, a place called Fort Knox. They use it for ice hockey in the winter now, by the way. But anyway, the central bank, which held the gold reserves, that became the central feature of the monetary system. The international gold standard became the chief mechanism by which the supply of money could be kept low and its value accordingly kept high. Now they just do that with the printing press. They ask, Mr. Finance, Benjamin, the Benjamin, Shalom, I love Israel, Bernanke. And he cranks it out. He and Timmy are in partnerships. A high value of money, which implies a low supply of money, was chiefly advantageous to creditors to whom obligations were owed in money terms, but such a high value of money clearly meant low prices and goods and was a disadvantage to the debtors and the manufacturers of goods. And then we drop down. A few industrialists before Henry Ford even realized that the interests of bankers and industrialists were opposed. Why do they do all this offshoring stuff anyway? But the bankers, the captains of finance and industry were in bed together. No, their interests are actually opposed. The bankers called the use of the gold standard stabilization and insisted that it provided a stable value to money. It did no such thing, but rather provided stable foreign exchanges for all currencies based on gold and a growing value to the money. Accordingly, the overall tendency was for prices to soften during the whole period of 1770 to 1931. Finally made it necessary to suspend the gold standard or to destroy quantities of goods. And then it goes on. Talks about a lot of other stuff. Of course, we went through his seven stages of development. As a consequence, the domination, but none of these occurred in the third deflationary period from 1919 to 1931. And financial capitalism, long threatened by its own creation, monopoly capitalism, perished in 1931 to 1933, according to Carol Quigley. Quote here, as a consequence, the domination of economic life by financial figures such as Rothschild, Morgan, Mirabaud, Baring, Montague Norman, or even Ivor Kruger was ended and replaced by great figures of monopoly capitalism like DuPont, Melchett, Leverhulme, Rockefeller, Ford, Newfield, and others. Newhouse ought to be in that list. It should be pointed out that the typical figure of monopoly capitalism is not the individual captain of industry of the earlier period, but the anonymously managed super firm like United Shoe Machinery, IG Farben Industry, Unilever, DuPont Chemicals, Hartford Empire, Alcoa, Volkswagen, Pekini, General Motors, General Electric, or General Dynamic. Most of those were recipients of the DARP money anyway, but we don't want to talk about that in air. It should also be noted that the generally deflationary character of the 19th century had certain beneficial aspects, and it continues. In the age of Napoleon and just after it, the military organization was modified greatly. In a quite a new system that survived for over a century, this innovation was the mass citizen army fighting for patriotism rather than for pay. The mass citizen army fighting for patriotism rather than for pay. Everybody turning out with their pitchforks and torches, burning, carrying our own weapons, our own ammunition, our own little nappy sacks and all the rest, our dried food, our water filters. In weapons, the arrival of the Industrial Revolution and of mass-produced firearms based on interchangeable parts, Remington repeaters, wasn't it? Parts lowered the cost of weapons at the same time that the general economic expansion was raising standards of living. These two intersecting factors made it possible for John Average Man, in areas where these factors were operating, to obtain guns at a cost he could afford to pay. These guns were becoming easier to use by the shift from the spark ignition to a percussion ignition and the breech loader. All these innovations made it possible to arm large masses of men at a relatively low cost. The political organization that we've called dynastic monarchy could continue only so long as the best weapon available in the society could be obtained only by a minority. You know, like the helicopters they have and the drones and things like that, only a minority, this peeny-uny little 2% hooish population, living in that box of rocks on the Mediterranean Sea. As soon as the majority could obtain the best available weapon and use it with little training, it became impossible for any minority to enforce obedience on the majority. That went up right after this break. Stay tuned.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we can see back just about 100 years ago, these great changes were being made at that time. You know, we went into World Wars One and World Wars Two, or Part A and Part B, depending on how you look at it, followed up by the Korean conflict and all the rest of that. All this stuff was coming on us, and that's all the same families, all the same corporations. They're still on the list. Well, we've got some new ones today. You know, Michael Chertoff trying to make a name for himself in the backscatter business. But anyway, continuing along, right out of Carol Quigley's Western Civilization, The Evolution of Civilizations, Historical, An Introduction to Historical Analysis, is from the, you get a copy for yourself from the Liberty Fund books. The political organization that we have called dynastic monarchy, could continue only so long as the best weapon available in the society could be obtained only by a minority. The dynastic monarchy, all right? It's the idea of the black nobility of Europe. And again, as soon as a majority could obtain the best available weapon and use it with little training, it became impossible for any minority to enforce obedience on a majority, and accordingly, the authoritarian structure of political life began to crumble. Have we found the magic weapon? Have we found the magic weapon this morning, the internet and talk radio? As soon as a majority could obtain the best available weapon, the truth, use it with little training, it became impossible for any minority to enforce obedience on a majority, and accordingly, the authoritarian structure of political life began to crumble. So we've been crowded and forced into this Woodrow Wilson making the world safe for democracy, into this democratic collective. And now, as more and more people start to look to a future of greater and greater freedom and less and less tyranny and despotic control, now as people become vocal local and start to take the media and the education, academia back to ourselves through the power of the internet, perhaps the authoritarian structure of political life will again crumble in our time period. A reorganization of political life became necessary. I advocate the abolition of the established two-party political system in our drive for the restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government where the individual is the sovereign. The rights of an individual cannot be trumped by a collective. Vastly different form of government our founders had in mind. This new basis was nationalism. And the new organization, we talked about a little Adolf Hitler, the National Socialist Workers' Party, toothbrush mustache. This new basis was nationalism, and the new organization which succeeded the dynastic state in the early 19th century is known as the National State. Now then, we'll have to talk to Alfred Adask and find out a little bit more about the difference between this state and the state, and the portal that exists between them now opening. The works of Donna Barron and others, George Gordon and others, people who are finding that portal so that we can find our way back to the state and get out of this legal, positivistic, this state that has risen up around us. The political shift from dynastic monarchy to national state, and the shift in weapons from a professional mercenary army to a mass army of citizens allowed the cost of a man's service to be reduced and permitted a great change in military tactics. Notice again, the professional mercenary. This extreme minority that has its jackboot on the throat of the people, really through the power of the Wizard of Oz. No more. No more. The Newhouses and the Redstones and the others that control the media and Adelson and through Eric Cantor now starting this new Tea Party thing, the idea of controlling the media, controlling politics, all this, these little-minded, small-minded men, George Soros and the rest of them, working from behind the curtain on the grand chessboard of life. Again, the political shift from dynastic monarchy to a national state, and the shift in weapons from a professional mercenary army, you know, you read about it, we hear, you know, you read about it. Machiavelli. Just go and read the book, The Prince. You'll never triumph. You never trump with a mercenary force. Mercenaries are hired hands. They'll work for whoever has the best money, the best opportunity, you know? How long will they stay in one place if they could go and get Swedish girls in the next place, you know, for more money? You can't put your heart on a mercenary force because the mercenaries will turn around and eat you. Yeah, you could hire a bunch of Blackwater Z people to guard the Federal Reserve banking, the sisters, the 12 banks. You could hire them to guard the banks, but as soon as the people go, hey, crazy, the mercenaries are inside the house. What would stop them from just shooting the bankers and claiming all the money for themselves, eh? The political shift again from dynastic monarchy to a national state, and the shift in weapons from a professional mercenary army to a mass army of citizens allowed the cost of a man's service to be reduced, since he fought for patriotism as for money, and permitted a great change in the military tactics, since patriotic men were more willing to die than were mercenary soldiers. The older tactics of the dynastic monarchs had favored wars of maneuver with limited forces for limited aims. By wars of maneuver, we mean tactics in which enemy forces were dislodged from their positions by cutting their communications and supplies rather than by assault, with battles occurring only rarely and chiefly from accidental collisions during shifts of position. Again, read, consult Sun Tzu, Manual of War. The advent of patriotic mass armies made it possible to force the enemy from his position by assault rather than by maneuver. The new tactic worked out by Napoleon in the period from 1795 to 1815 organized this assault in three steps: the artillery barrage, the bayonet attack by infantry, and cavalry pursuit. All three steps were innovations, but the greatest change was in the second, where the bayonet was entirely transformed from its earlier role as a defensive weapon against cavalry to an offensive weapon against opposing infantry. And you know the Jesuits, they like the primary three: the leaden bullet, the poison cup, and the garrote. Oh, yeah. The possibility of heavily casualties in the second step of the new tactic, in which bayonets were sent against firepower, made it necessary to obtain very high morale from citizen soldiers. The high morale could not be obtained so long as the aims of war remained, as in the early periods, limited and concrete. They had to be made unlimited and idealistic: saving the revolution or civilization, making the world safe for democracy, freedom of the seas, the rights of nations, and similar unobtainable abstractions were advanced. You have to be very careful. The propagandists are amongst us, seeking to advance themselves and put themselves up as little g godmen. They champion all kinds of slogans that are impossible, unobtainable, abstractions, always focused on the victims and the symptoms rather than clearly identifying and diagnosing the diseases. Let us aim to cure the diseases, and all of the symptoms and the victims will heal themselves. Such goals, the author continues, could not be compromised, and accordingly, battles had to become conflicts of annihilation in which the survival of the contending regimes was at stake. Such battles of annihilation led to a series of brief one-battle wars, such as the French-Austrian War of 1859, the Prussian-Austrian War of 1866, the Franco-Prussian War of 1870, the Russo-Turkish War of 1877, and the American-Spanish War of 1899. Even as this pattern was being established, however, new forces were arising that laid the basis for a quite different pattern in the 20th century. You might think of those as the howitzer and the 50-caliber machine gun. These new forces were the growing importance of ideological forces, which made it less likely that a people would accept the consequences of defeat in a single battle. You cannot stomp you down if you have freedom on your mind. We've talked about that before. The slaves in the field with the hose analogy. We'll talk about those hoes later. The growing strength of tactical defenses, which made it less necessary to yield to such a defeat in one battle. The growing ideological influence was clearly evident in the American Civil War, the struggle with the French guerrillas, the Paris Commune after Sedan in 1871, the Boer War. No, I didn't say Bear War. It's Boner, not Bone, Boehner, anyway. The Boer War of 1899 to 1902, and above all, World War One. The growing importance of the defensive made the second step of a Napoleonic battle, the bayonet offensive, less and less likely to be decisive, and made it less and less possible that the outcome of the battle itself could be decisive. And there's so much more. Have a wonderful weekend. Read lots. We'll be back again here on Monday. Hope you will be too. And until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio.
Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.